Well, thanks, friends, for joining us for another short devotional message up here in the attic of my mum's house. And there's a lot of interesting things up here. Half of my childhood's hidden up here in the attic, old books and toys and different things. And I found this old bag here. It must be at least 35, probably closer to 40, maybe even a little bit more than 40 years old. That's what I'm guessing. Anyway, crazy prices. I'm not sure when crazy prices finally closed down. Crazy prices in Stewart's. Remember, two local supermarkets. I think they amalgamated and closed probably sometime after the year 2000, or maybe even before that. I'm not sure. But this is a really, really old bag. Before the Bow Street Mall was built, in Lisburn, I remember it being built. Must have been about 1988. And before they began construction on it, there was an old Crazy Prices store. And this was the type of bag that they had back in those days. Crazy Prices. Remember the advert on television? Big Jim McGaw. What a lovely guy. Gentleman. Used to advertise cheap bacon and crisps and potatoes and soda farls and all the different things that were on offer. And sometimes he'd call unannounced at somebody's front door and they'd won perhaps a draw and they'd won a car or whatever it was. Those were exciting times. And Crazy Prices was a big part of growing up in Northern Ireland in the 1980s. And you didn't have to pay 5p for a bag either. Back in those days, you could have as many bags as you wanted. And this one survived. I don't know if it's worth anything, but here it is. Anyway, an old carrier bag from Crazy Prices. And as I thought about those words, Crazy Prices, it just reminds me about some things that we read about in the Bible. Some people are willing to pay a crazy price for sin. You know, many people in this day and generation have no thought or no concept about sin and what sin is. The Bible says that sin is transgression of the law. Breaking God's law is sin. The Bible says that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So sin is not only a breaking of God's law, but a falling short of God's standard and God's expectations for us. Sin as well is a deviating from a standard. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The Bible says there are sins of omission and there are sins of commission. We can commit sin actively, and then whenever we omit to do the things that we ought to be doing, that's sin also. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And there are many people who know that maybe their lifestyle or course of actions according to God's word and God's law are wrong, but they're quite content and happy to go on in their sin. But the Bible says the wages or the price or the payment for sin is death. Now, whenever the Bible speaks about death, it's not only speaking about physical death, but spiritual death and then eternal death, or what the book of Revelation calls the second death, being separated from God's mercy and gospel opportunity forever in a lost eternity in a literal hell. So some people are willing to pay crazy prices for their sins. And maybe today you've never thought about that, but your sin will have to be paid for, either at the cross or by yourself for all eternity in a lost sinner's hell. Crazy prices people pay for sins. But our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to pay a huge price for our souls. Some people are willing to pay a crazy price for sin, but Jesus Christ was willing to pay the ultimate price for our souls. The Bible says the redemption of the soul is precious. Matthew 16, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?" One human soul is worth more than all of the financial and material value in the world. And such is the value of the human soul that the Bible says that we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He paid the ultimate price. Jesus Christ left heaven, came into the world to go to Calvary. And there in that middle tree, in that middle cross, he paid the ultimate price, the shedding of his precious blood for our sins to redeem our souls. The greatest price that has ever been paid for anything was the price that the Son of God paid for our souls. We had a debt that we could not pay. And yet Jesus Christ paid the debt for us upon the cross. So some people are willing to reject Christ and the cross and pay crazy prices for their sins. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for our souls. But the lovely thing about God's salvation, you don't have to pay crazy prices for God's salvation. The Bible says it's without money and it's without price. Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. The Bible says that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul said in Ephesians 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. It's a free gift. The price has been paid already by the Saviour upon the cross, and all we have to do is receive it. Rowland Hill was a famous London preacher many years ago, and the famous story is told about a day that he was preaching in an open-air service. Hundreds had gathered to listen to him preach out in the countryside and the hillside, and suddenly a carriage drew alongside with a famous stateswoman in it. Her name was Lady Anne Erskine. She asked the driver of the carriage, "Who is that man?" To which he replied, "That is Rowland Hill, the famous London preacher." She said, "Stop the carriage and let's listen to what he has to say." Now, Rowland Hill, as he was preaching, all of a sudden recognised this carriage had stopped. He recognised who was in the carriage. And suddenly he stopped preaching and says, "Men and women, today we're going to have an auction for the soul of Lady Anne Erskine. Is there a bidder? Oh, I see a bidder in the crowd. It's the world." He says, "What do you offer Lady Anne Erskine?" And the world says, "I offer her wealth and fame, a life of prosperity and luxury." And he says, "Well, what do you offer her in death?" The world says, "I can't offer her anything. I can't give her any hope. I can't give her any assurance or satisfaction, fulfillment or contentment. But in time, I can offer her all of the pleasures that I can give her." Mr. Hill said, "Her soul is worth much more than that. Is there another bidder?" "Oh, I see another bidder in the crowd," he said, figuratively speaking. "It's Satan himself. It's the devil. What do you offer for the soul of Lady Anne Erskine?" And the devil said, "I offer her depravity and sin and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. What do you offer her in death?" "I offer her destruction, damnation, an eternity without hope and without Christ, a lost sinner's hell." Mr. Hill said, "There is no way her soul is worth that. Her soul is worth so much more. Is there another bidder in the crowd?" "Oh, it's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. What do you offer for the soul of Lady Anne Erskine?" To which the reply, he said, came, "I offer her my life. I offer her my life's blood. I offer her peace and assurance and forgiveness and reconciliation. But what do you offer her in death?" And the Saviour said, "I offer her hope, assurance, a home in heaven." And then turning to the carriage, he says, "Mrs. Erskine, do you accept this bid from the Son of God? Willing to pay the ultimate price and willing to give us so much in time, in death and in eternity. What a wonderful Saviour. Do you know him today? Come and trust him as your Lord and as your Master." We'll see you next time, and thanks for joining us.